Relationships. Relationships are a weird thing, man. You know, what's up? This is my first real time, real life, unedited, what the fuck ever, this thing. This is the first of it. And it's going to be about relationships because that's what I'm thinking about right now. Relationships are a weird thing. I recently got out of a 2-year relationship. And I gotta say, it was pretty good. I got a lot out of it. It was just a very educational relationship, and I have never really said that about any other one that I've been in. Simply because all the other ones I've been in were with complete fucking psychos. And I'm sure, dudes, we've all been there, all dealt with our fair share. But this one, most recent one that I was with, I learned a lot from her. I learned to be more patient with her, and I learned to be more honest with myself, because she was very transparent and looked at me like I was completely see-through. You know, not like she saw through me, but she saw what was really inside of me, and I kind of felt it impossible to bullshit. You know, and that's why it came down to what it came down to, and that's why it ended, is because I couldn't keep up a ruse of trying to please her anymore, or trying to pretend that I was in love anymore. And it's almost like she had a fucking hound dog's nose on her. She just could smell it from a mile away. It was very interesting. So now I'm here on my own. I'm doing my own thing, being single and whatnot. I'm trying the open relationship approach and seeing how that is working. What I found is that if you're honest with yourself immediately, right off the bat, completely honest with yourself and honest with anybody that you want to eventually get involved with, I found that it's a much easier transition into their life and them into your life, because you're kind of leaving all of the fake stuff out of it, and you're just telling them what you want and what you need right up front. So for instance, I told one girl that I want to be completely open with everything. I don't want a committed relationship. I don't want a label on it. I don't want to say that you're mine or I'm yours. But I did tell her that I want everything that a relationship is. I want a really good friend, somebody that I can connect with on a very deep level, you know, and share my thoughts and experiences with, and not feel completely judged about it. Literally say, what I want with this girl is to say every single thing that is on my mind. Any, like, even how bad it is, everything that I'm into sexually, everything that I think about, everything that can be deemed completely vulgar and completely wrong that you don't share with random people. Just be just a piece of glass and just see right through it and just say everything that is on your mind. And you know what? I found that it's really beneficial. I found that it makes me feel, and I think that it would make other people feel much more at peace with themselves. Like, they're not trying to be anybody else. They're not trying to hide anything, you know? Because I've always said that people are going to judge you regardless. People are always going to judge you for who you are or who you pretend to be. They're always going to pass some sort of judgment on you. And unfortunately, even I do it, as much as I don't want to be judgmental. So what I say is that it's best to be exactly who you are right off the bat, and be transparent with people and tell them exactly what you want right off the bat, because again, they're gonna judge you regardless. So it's better that they judge you right then and not somewhere down the line, months, years, decades down the line, for who you really are, and waste anybody's time. That's what I think. Well, anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed this first little recording that I got. Thank you.